It's me again, Hank the Cow Dog. I'm still not sure how the corn cobs fit into the overall case, or for that matter, what part Pete the Barn Cat played in the mystery. But on the morning of September the 7th, at approximately 10 o'clock, the cowboys roared into headquarters and called me up for special emergency duty. Little did I know what danger lay in store for me, or that my very life would be hanging in the balance before the day was done. But then, that's getting the cart before the wagon. Let's back up and take first things first. In the security business, you can get yourself in a mess trying to take first things second, or second things first. First things should always be taken first. Okay, let's start with the corn cobs. On the evening of the morning before the day of which I speak, let's try that again. On the evening before the morning of the day of which, might be simpler to say, on the evening of September the 6th. Okay, on the evening of September the 6th, Drover and I were down in the vicinity of the gas tanks, taking it easy and catching up a few winks of sleep before we had to go out on night patrol. As I recall the scene, I was reclined on my gunny sack bed, hovering in the twilight zone between watchfulness and more or less complete oblivion. In other words, although my more critical faculties were pretty muchly in neutral, I continued to monitor all sounds and iratory data in the ready room of my mind. This is a trick of the trade, so to speak, that a guy builds up over a period of years. When you're on call 24 hours a day, when the safety of the ranch and all its inhabitants depends on your ability to scramble at the first sign of danger, you learn to grab your sleep when it comes, and to remain alert even while sleeping. Hence, even though an outside observer would have pronounced me asleep, the inner recesses of my mind continued to monitor incoming sounds. A high percentage of those signals were coming from Drover, my associate, who sat nearby, staring up at the sky and composing dumb questions. Hank! My eyelids twitched, but I tried to ignore him.
Hank?
Huh?
You awake, Hank?
I cracked my left eye and snapped a visual update for my database, but this procedure met with only partial success since my left eye was still rolling around in its sprocket. Again, I tried to ignore him.
Hank?
What?
You awake?
Of course it will. If it weren't for that, what else could it be?
What?
You heard what I said. Don't sit there pretending.